O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. We have a couple of lessons in these parables that we just heard read. I say these parables because Matthew has stuck two parables together in this particular moment. And we have a couple of things to glean from these things that Jesus is teaching us. One is that the invitation is to all, God's invitation. Jesus is saying, God's invitation was initially to the Jews. They rejected it, just like the people who were invited to the banquet rejected the invitation. And so the king said, well, to his servants, go into the streets, invite anybody. And that's what happened to you and me. We're all invited. We're the people in the streets that God has decided to invite all of us to the banquet. Wedding invitations in that day were a little different than they are today, because wedding invitations then, today we get a wedding invitation that says certain day, certain time of day, certain place, so forth and so on. Wedding invitations then were, my son is going to be married November-ish. So you had to be ready any time in November. And that's the other message, be ready at all times when God issues the invitation for us to do things. And everything was ready and the banquet was prepared, and there was a problem in attendance. And Jesus says that we are to be prepared at all times when God sends out the invitation. And it was important also to have the proper attire. When you were invited to a wedding, the rich were expected to come with their brocade robes and all kind of jewels and in the garments and all this. If you were very poor, as in the case when the king invited everybody, you wore the best you had, but made sure it was clean. And if you had a white outer garment, you wore that. If you didn't, you wore the next thing closest to it. And that was the problem when the king walked. You see, when the king gave a banquet, or when a host gave a banquet, it was rude for the host to sit down and eat at the same time the guest did. The host would circulate around. He'd work the room, as we say. And then he noticed this fellow over here, and he said, well, now, how did you get in here without the proper attire, without being at least clean? And the fellow was speechless. And the king said, well, throw him out. Bind him and throw him out there where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And one time a preacher was really bearing down on this particular subject of weeping and gnashing of teeth, and somebody in the back, an old fellow, said, well, what if you don't have any teeth? The preacher said, teeth will be supplied. This parable reminds us that many times we all have excuses, some of them valid, some of them okay, but they won't do as far as God, as far as the king is concerned. You know, we can say, well, we have to go take care of business, or we have just, as one person, young man, said, I've just gotten married, I can't leave my bride. And the other person said, well, I've got some oxen to take care of, and so it went. And that brings us to the second point, which says it does make a difference that we say yes to God's invitation. Because God is going to get his work done whether or not we say yes, you see. If I say no, he's going to go to someone else. who will say, yes, I'll do that. And that's the story in the Kings. The king said, I prepared all this banquet. Somebody's going to eat it. And so he got people off the street, both good and bad. And as a result, excuse me, the banquet hall was filled. And the mood was festive. And the last thing is the parable underscores the importance of being ready to respond to the new opportunity of God. And we say, now how do we do that? How do we make sure that we have our robes, our spiritual robes, clean? Well, I think the answer is not in the parables, but it's in the Philippians reading that Joni read a while ago. And Paul says that the garment of totally new mode of existence is what we put on when we accept the new life in Christ. Paul says we put on a new attitude in Christ. And as we choose daily whether or not we're going to put on that attitude, that determines whether or not our robes are clean. The church at Philippi was was a fairly peaceful, happy group. But apparently there was a few little mild stuff that goes on. And so Paul said, let me give you three or four ifs. If there, therefore, is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of spirit, if there is any affection or compassion, make my joy complete, Paul says, by being in the same mind, and that's the mind of Christ. Maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. And our one purpose, beloved, is serving God. And Paul says, and here's how you keep your wedding garment clean. And here's the formula. And his finally is my finally. Finally, sister and brothers, he says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on those things. Accentuate the positive, as the old song used to go. It makes the difference that we say yes to God's invitation. And there's a place set at God's banquet table for you and me. And we're free to attend if we choose. And if we choose to attend, we'll never regret it. Because Paul says there will be rejoicing. And Jesus says it's the way to the abundant life. Amen.